Oh, a lot of good, a lot of mistakes that we are overcoming, which is always happening in camp the first couple days. I see our players that we're expecting to be really good playing really good right now. So that's a good thing. And I really like the competition right now in the corner group room. Gennaro's done a great job with those guys, having them ready to go. That competition looks good.
Who's competing in that cornerback spot right now?
I like Maury Bamba a lot, Trey Alexander, Evan Johnson, Jonathan Cabea. Those guys have played really good. Marcus McKenzie's done some great things. So the group looks deeper right now, and I like the progression. There's a lot of talent in that group.
Feel like your defense is ahead this year than it was a year ago?
In certain spots. You know, we miss a Batty and a Blake Mangelson and Jacob Robinson and some of those guys. So if you're just looking at those three guys, we'd be behind where they're at. John Nelson, those guys have played a lot of football. So we will get those other guys caught up. But in other positions, you look at the linebacker group and we're ahead of where we were last year. I'm light years. The safety group ahead of where we were last year. So.
How is the defensive line look? There's a bunch of turnover up front.
Well, Keanu looks great right now. JT looks really good right now. I like the defensive end. Logan Latui's played great. So, bottom line, that group is super deep. There's a lot of youth in that group, but a lot of real talented youth. So, I'm excited to see how the next 23 practices go or 22 practices go till the game.
You mentioned Keanu and JT. What's the latest on Justin Kirkland? Is he going to be?
Yeah, so he's fighting right now to get back. He's got a dinged knee, and we'll get him back as soon as we can.
Do you think you'll see him back in fall camp?
Yeah, I got to leave that to the doctors. Okay. So, yeah.
Is Tecelia kind of put on the weight that will allow him to be an every down defensive end at this point?
Yeah, I think so. He looks good right now. He's really grown since he's been here, since January. And he's got the talent to be that guy for sure.
What about Tanner Wallen, Raider, on the back end at safety? They just kind of think of where they left off.
Yeah, those guys are playing really good right now. There's an absolute dogfight going on at safety right now between those two that you mentioned. Faletau Satawala and Tommy Prassis look great. So, and then Talon Alfrey's had a great camp so far. So there's a dogfight going on at safety.
How do you juggle that at safety where you've got, you know, veterans that have been proven but also young promising talents like a Prassis and Satawala? Like,
Super hard, because you want to be fair to the veteran guys, but the only thing that's fair is to play the best guy. And so you got to give them opportunities to show who the best guy is, and then may the best guy win come end of fall camp. And I think you'll see all those guys on the field this fall, but you know who plays the most is going to be predicated based on how the next couple weeks go.
What's been your impressions of CLA? He was really taking off in spring, and how's he following up being a year from the list right?
So I like Ciale a lot right now. He's physical, he's big, he's fast. And then there's others right now. Backer groups, Che has looked really good right now. So I think that group, bottom line, looks good. I think we're progressing in the right way. Coach Enna does such a good job with them. I really like where the backers are at.
How are you going to balance between three backers on the field versus two backers on the field with all the talent you have?
Well, we're doing our best we can. You know, there's going to be packages where there's three linebackers on the field, and then there's going to be packages where there's two linebackers on the field. And we're going to have to do a good job of making sure we put players in the best position to be successful for them and for us. And then we'll just balance what that looks like over the next couple weeks.
Coach, your defense is very effective with turnovers. Mm-hmm. How is watching tape and your players being familiar with watching, tape, how does that contribute to it?
Well, I think from year one to year two, you saw that our players just looked like they were a little more aggressive, knew when to be aggressive, when to jump things, when not to jump things. I thought we did a better job with disguises of trying to get quarterbacks off their mark and just throwing off time or throwing to guys they shouldn't throw to. I really believe we're only going to get better at that as the defense is more comfortable to them and they're more used to it. They should just get better and better at that.
You've been running the scheme for years, but how much does it change from year to year with all the new personnel? Like, is there much change?
It can change drastically. We changed drastically from year one to year two on what we were, and I see us this year being different than we were last year. So I think that's good for teams that are trying to scout us, not knowing exactly what's going to come and how we're going to be. But we have to play to our personnel. We have to play to our strengths.
Does that become a bigger focus with the portal, with more just attrition every year?
Can be. You know, luckily we haven't lost very many guys that we didn't want to lose. So we haven't seen that maybe as hard as some teams have. But, yeah, I mean, you have to play to your personnel.
I was going to ask you about Gennaro. In the day-to-day operation with him inheriting that new title and becoming some passing game coordinator, what changes for you in that
moment? Well, not really anything, because he was really already doing that. He was so in charge of what we were doing as far as pass coverages and being on top of scouting and what we do in our individual roles. He's a huge asset for me and for our staff. And, yeah, he's already been doing it, basically.
Coach, how hard is it going to be to get down to the 2 with the talent?
Tough. Yeah, I'm already seeing issues that are going to arise. It's going to be hard to come up with a travel roster. It's going to be hard to come up with starters in certain positions. And it's going to be hard to come up with the 2 deep. But that's a good thing. Our job as coaches is to recruit the best guy we can get, create as much competition in our room as we can have, and then may the best guy win.
What do you look for in a recruit as far as his talents and what he's good at?
Well, so I look for ceiling. What is the ceiling that we can get that guy to? And then our job is to get him there. And that they come in all shapes and sizes. At every position group, you got small, fast guys, and you got bigger, strong guys, and they come in all shapes and sizes. Bottom line, are they effective at what they're doing? And then it's our job to put them to where they can be efficient.
I saw a new name on the roster this fall, Kafusi
Pafoke. Pacofe.
From Weber. Did you have a connection to him? Is that?
Yeah, we recruited him one of my first years at Weber State. He had graduated up there, wasn't going to play football. We had a need at defensive tackle just to add some depth, and he was a guy I knew about, so we took him. And great kid, great person, super smart, and I'm excited to see how he progresses.
And aside from Keanu and JT, just how do you feel about the depth at D tackle right now?
It's really good when we get Kirkland back. Right now, until we do, you know, we might be a little thin, but we have so many things we can do. We can play a little more odd front. There's so much we can do if we don't have the depth. But we're not that worried about. We'll figure it out.